Hey y'all, I'm still here, but I just wanted to drop in and just let y'all know making music feels so good. So I recently helped a friend make a project and he's doing a cover of Give Love on Christmas Day. And I hadn't been creating music in a long time and I gave myself all these excuses. I'm like, well, I'm too busy. I'm not really inspired right now. Meanwhile, I have a whole bunch of songs in my phone and, just feeling really creatively blocked. And so he gave me the track and he didn't really tell me like, oh, I want you to sing like this or this or this. He gave me the track and let me have fun with it. And when I tell you, I had so much fun. It was just fun just to make stuff and to play around. And he loved it and he enjoyed it. And hopefully I can share it with you soon whenever it comes out, you know, in the Christmas season when he finishes it. But that's not the point. The point of this is like creating feels so good. And we think that, you know, sometimes we feel like blocked or like we don't feel good enough or whatever. I challenge you to just go out there and create. Don't overthink it. Just make stuff. As soon as I was like singing that song, it's like a water faucet came on, right? Like, and I'm just in the RV like, oh my God, I'm getting all these ideas. Start recording the RV. So I'm like, I'm getting all these ideas for this song. And all these songs just started coming to me. And I'm like, yo, what have I been doing this whole time? Like, I had the opportunity to make music and I haven't taken advantage of that opportunity. I've been sitting in my room. I've been planning and plotting and like figuring out, okay, I want to release this, this date and this date. Meanwhile, I'm not making any music. And so what is the point? What is the point of like even doing this if I'm not making music? And so I just came here to implore you just to make some music. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be any good. But what I will do is I think I'm going to start sharing more of my process and more of my journey here with you guys so that I can, you know, have some accountability. And you can also see that you don't have to be perfect to just make stuff. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be fine-tuned. You know, I'll probably share a lot of like my demos and stuff. Like, so you'll hear like all the background noises and all the mess ups and all the sharps and all the flats. And I think worrying about being perfect has stopped me from making stuff, you know? And we get so focused on like the business aspect and like, how am I going to market this? And like, you know, making money, that we really forsake the creative process and the creative journey. And it's something that I feel like I miss. And I feel like if I feel like I'm missing it, then somebody else is probably feeling that way too. So don't overthink it. Just go out there and make stuff. Make it messy. Make it fun. And it's healing. It's a healing process. Like, it feels good to sing. It feels good to make something. Like, in the morning, don't listen to music. Don't listen to podcasts. Don't even listen to this podcast. Go out there and make some music, okay? Make some music. Write something. Write some lyrics. Practice your guitar. Make a beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, write a rap. Whatever you do, do your thing. I promise you, it's healing. I feel like music is a gift given from God. It just feels so good. And it's something that resonates with everybody. While everybody may not like the same genre or the same, you know, I guess artists or whatever, or the same style, we all love music and music still resonates with people on a very deep level. And I feel like as artists, the music that we make resonates with us. Make stuff you like, even if it doesn't make sense. Make stuff you like, and I feel like you will find your people. You will find the people who like your things. So this is a very short episode today, but the whole point is go out there and make stuff. And we'll get into the technical stuff later, but right now I just want to encourage you, because I needed the encouragement, just go make something. Go in there, shut the door, make something. You'll feel so much better. You'll feel so much more released. I feel like the block, the creative block, comes from us overthinking it and us trying to be perfect and worrying about the wrong things. It's not important who responds to your music. You respond to your music first by making it. You know, that call, that inspiration, that beat, that thing that you hear in your head that you have to get down on paper or on tape or whatever you use to make some stuff on your phone. Just make the stuff. Make the stuff. And make it messy. Make it fun. Like, do you remember what it felt like to just make stuff for fun? Do you remember how good that felt? How easy it was? We didn't overthink it. We didn't think too much. We weren't trying to be perfect. We weren't trying to be no superstars. We were just trying to make stuff. And I feel like we've lost that magic. We've lost that touch because we're too busy competing either with ourselves or with other people, or too busy trying to be good that we're not being real, that we're not being, that we're not creating. We're too busy trying to create good stuff that we're not just creating. And I feel like we have to work through that messy stuff to create the good stuff. So in order to get to the messy things, you got to get through You got to do it. You got to make the stuff. And honestly, you might find that the things that you think are messy and not good are the things that are actually the best. the best. Like I talked about before, how songs I listen to that aren't perfect, that aren't polished, that have like people's voice cracking in them, I feel that and it moves me. And I feel like we should focus more on making music that moves us, music that feels good to make, rather than trying to appease other people, because I feel like the people will come. Okay. So that's my episode for this week. Just make the music, make the thing, write the song, write the rap, make the beat, whatever, produce the track, like just do it. Okay. And I will be back another day soon with another episode on more technical things. But just for right now, sometimes all you need to hear is like the permission to just do it, to be messy, to have fun, to not overthink it, and to make the stuff that you actually like. Go back to the basics. Go back to the beginning. Why did you start this in the first place? Just make the music, okay? And hopefully I'm gonna create a community where we can all share a process, where we can all share our journeys with each other, because it's good to be in community with people who are doing the same things as you or trying to do the same things as you, which is just trying to be themselves and be authentic and be creative, okay? But until then, you guys, please just make the stuff. I don't care if it's ugly, if it's messy, if it sounds bad. Just make the things, and then you'll get to the good stuff, okay? And sometimes the messy stuff is the good stuff, all right? So be kind to yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. Just go out and make the music. All right, talk to you later.